there's a potential for another lake effect event this weekend. Is that something you guys are actively talking about heading into this weekend at all?
Yeah, we'll be better prepared for it this time. You know, a little better. You know, I fumbled a snap early on a shotgun snap, and, you know, the ball hit snow behind me, you know. And so then every time I came up, I had to start moving it out of the way, and even behind the ball. So, yeah, we'd probably be better prepared for it this time. But, you know, I've been here 9 years, and they've called for lake effect snow many times during games or four games, and it, you know, might be a few inches, and they get the field cleared. But that was something else.
When you look at what Miami was able to do against New England on Monday Night Football, holding, I think there's like 25 or 30 rush yards for them. Maybe Tom Brady didn't look like Tom Brady. What do you see defensively from Miami, you know, now heading into week 15 rather than maybe earlier in the year?
Well, it all starts up front with their D-line, and that's been a common denominator through a lot of my career playing Miami. They've consistently had a good D-line, and this year's no different. They get off the ball well. You know, we'll have to be spot on our technique this week up front.
Kind of a strange game where, let's say, you took care of business, but you did, and that you mentioned kind of being a coin flip type of game with the conditions, but you put yourself in a good position now to kind of make things happen here down the stretch. I mean, what's been Sean's message throughout this week and going into this?
Yeah, you know, we got to focus week to week, and yeah, these games are obviously big. We know, you know, late in the year, unless you're sitting with a record like the Steelers or somebody, you know, these games matter a whole lot. You know, we don't want to be rooting for other teams. We want to be worried about our games. But, you know, obviously you got to have narrow focus on this week.
Being mid-December, though, and having a lot of games, that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we took care of business early in the year, hit a lull, and, you know, we're looking to hit a roll now. So, but like I said, it all comes down to, you know, this week and in a really narrow focus on this one game.
When you look at this week in particular, I mean, it is the last home game of the season before you guys wrap up on the road. How, you know, everybody says, you know, it's week to week, every game is a big game, but is there, how much more emphasis is being placed this week, specifically being it is the last home game of the season, to kind of give you guys some added momentum before you go on the road?
You know, we set out this season to be dominant at home, and we're 5-2 at home. And, you know, we put a lot of focus on that. So it doesn't necessarily matter it's our last home game as much as, you know, this is a big game. This is a division rival at home. These games are big, you know, throughout your season.
Did you have any tips or advice for the guys who haven't played in snow before?
No, you know, honestly, we were all asking each other, hey, what cleats do you have on? Can you get traction? No, you can't. Hey, Shady's moving fast. What's he got on? Well, he's just a better athlete. Okay, well, that's out of the question. So up front, you know, none of us, we had three different types of cleats on amongst the five of us, and none of them really worked that well.
I know Sean talked about, I think, his press conference today. You know, you guys know where LeSean is at in terms of his chase for, you know, 10,000 career yards. He's, I think, 36 yards away. How much is that talked about this year to make sure you guys, you know, open those holes up for him so they can hit that? That, I know the team success is ultimately the goal, but knowing what's at stake for him, you know, career-wise, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're aware of it. We kind of joke about it in the locker room. Shady or whoever runs his social media talks about the 10K chase a lot. So, you know, I see it on there. But, you know, honestly, that's something that kind of just takes care of itself, and we'll celebrate it after the fact if it happens, you know, whenever. But it's an unbelievable milestone, and he's had one heck of a career to this point.
You look at his longevity and his ability, and he's still making those quick cuts. You know, he's pushing 30. I mean, how incredible has his career been?
It's been incredible. He's done a great job of not taking big hits. He knows when to get down. He's got terrible ball security with how he handles it, but he never, knock on wood, he rarely fumbles. So it's like there's so many unique aspects of his game that have allowed him to avoid big hits. Just smart with getting out of bounds, understanding that, you know, a couple yards at the end of a run after you got the first down, it's more valuable to have you on the field for the next play than it is maybe to lower your shoulder to somebody. So he's done just a great job with that throughout his career.
What's it like for you to
head blocker if you are? Why did you guys vote him?
You know, Jordan went through a lot last year with his kidney. He's come in, great attitude, just a warrior for us this year, fought back from an injury very fast this year, and just kind of epitomizes what we're all about now.